ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ನೌ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಮಿನೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ಒನ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಮಿನೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಇಸ್ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ್. Place, this Govardhan and Radhakund are the most important places of Vrindavan. And where is Vrindavan? Beyond this material nature, there is causal ocean. The material nature comprises of innumerable universes, and those universes are actually the bubbles in the causal ocean. As Mahavishnu lying in causal ocean, as he is breathing, each bubble that is caused from his breathing is an universe. There are innumerable universes caused by the breathing of Mahavishnu. So we are in one of those universes. So this is the material nature. Material nature comprises of, where are we now? We are in the material nature. What is the geography of material nature? We are in one universe. One universe has 14 planetary systems. Each universe, every single universe, has 14 planetary systems. 7 planets above, 7 planets and each universe has 8 coverings. The coverings of earth, coverings of water, coverings of fire, air, ether, mind, false ego, and prakriti. The last layer of the universe is the layer of the prakriti, material, nature personified. And beyond that is the causal ocean. And beyond the causal ocean is Brahma Jyoti. And that is the spiritual sky. The spiritual sky is of light. And that is the light of Brahma Jyoti. Material nature is the place of darkness. In the material nature, it's all and somehow the darkness is dispelled by some arrangement. The basic arrangement for leading, for removing the darkness of this material nature is the sun planet, Surya. That is the source of light. And all light is actually coming directly or indirectly from sun. Like moon is reflecting the rays of the sun. Similarly, the stars are also deriving their light from sun. Then wood or other source of light like coal, oil, wood, they also derive the ability to give out light from the sun. Like how do the woods give out fire? Through photosynthesis, the leaves are actually transforming the energy from the sun and storing it in the cells, which is known as cellulose. And at some point, that energy comes out in the form of fire. Coals are actually wood under certain temperature and pressure. So the point is, this is the world of darkness. And beyond this material nature, there is a spiritual sky. And the spiritual world is full of light. This is the world of darkness, that is the world of light. That light is the light of Brahma Jyoti. The spiritual light that is coming out from Krishna's body. Now, beyond Brahma Jyoti is Vaikuntha. Just as in the material nature, there are different planets. Similarly, in the spiritual nature also, there are various planets. And those planets are called Vaikuntha, where the Lord is the presiding personality. In Vaikuntha, different expansions of the Lord as Narayan is presiding. That's each Vaikuntha has a Narayan and he is surrounded by his devotees there. There the whole planet is actually full of devotees. Narayan's devotees. Narayan lives there along with his devotees. Then beyond the upper region of Vaikuntha, in the upper region of Vaikuntha, there is Ayodhya, where the Lord as Ramchandra is present, surrounded by his devotees. Ramchandra's situation is not exactly like Narayan. Like Narayan is four-handed, Ramchandra is two-handed. And then above Ayodhya, there is Dwarka, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in his opulence. And above Ayodhya, above Dwarka is Mathura. That region is where the Lord is in his opulence and also in his sweetness. And then above that is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the region where the Lord's sweetness has become most perfectly manifest. And this is how our acharyas have pointed out the understanding of the material nature and the spiritual. In the spiritual sky, The topmost region of that spiritual sky is Golok Vrindavan. And Golok region has two areas where the Lord is enjoying His loving relationship with His most intimate devotees. So, opulence and sweetness. What does opulence do? When you see someone very opulent, a big person with lot of power, with lot of money, he is living in a very, very luxurious environment. What happens? You naturally develop respect for him. Oh, kitne bade aadmi hai. That is, opulence generates awe and reverence. And what does sweetness generate? Sweetness generates love. Mere mithi mithi nanhe. Sweetness attracts. So between this, opulence and sweetness, which one is more conducive to develop relationship? Loving relationship? Can you develop loving relationship with a very rich man? Unless you have some relationship with him, you can't approach him. But if there is somebody very sweet, don't we feel automatic love? Oh, that child is so sweet. And this is how loving relationship is the natural outcome of sweetness. And these loving relationships are generally of three types. These intimate loving relationships are servitorship. Servant loves the master. Opulence also leads to that kind of relationship. A rich man has relationships with his servants. If you become the servant of a very rich man, very powerful man, then you'll develop a relationship with him. But is it easy to develop friendship with a rich man? Unless you are equally rich, you cannot develop relationship, or unless he himself allows you to develop that relationship. So real loving relationship begins actually with friendship. Then even more intimate is loving relationship between the parents and children. Like you have friends. You have a loving relationship with your friends. But your loving relationship with your parents are even deeper than the relationship with your friends. And then the loving relationship between husband and wife. That relationship, nowadays we see that very distinctly, is even deeper than the relationship with the parents. As soon as they get married, parents are in the background and they often move out of the house and have their own setup. So these are different types of relationships. Now, of all these relationships, the highest is the loving relationship between husband and wife. But there is a relationship that is even deeper than husband and wife. If there is a relationship with somebody else other than the wife, chupke, chupke. That relationship is even deeper. Now the question is, the one may question, oh Maharaj, you are saying that the relationship between girlfriend is more deep than the relationship with the wife. It is, but it is not appropriate in the material platform. This relationship is actually a reflection of the spirit. All these relationships are reflection of spiritual world. In the spiritual, this material nature is urdhamulam adhasyakham. Roots upwards, branches downwards, meaning is a reflection. This material nature is a reflection of the spiritual world. And in this, in the reflection, the top most part appears to be the lowermost part. So what is the topmost relationship in the spiritual world becomes the most abominable relationship in the material. When somebody has a relationship with somebody else's wife, or somebody has a relationship with some girl with whom he is not married, is it not? It's not considered to be ethical, moral. It's immoral. Because it is not, it should not happen. That is why there is this system of marriage. A man's and woman's relationship with each other in the material nature, therefore, has to be approved by the society. The social approval is called marriage. So, anyway, the point is, in the spiritual world, the topmost relationship is between Krishna and his devotees, the girls of, the damsels of Braj. And here, Krishna is not married with them. Sometimes, many of these girls are married to somebody else. But they had intense love for Krishna. There, for the sake of their love for Krishna, they are prepared to give up everything. Patisutannaya bhratribandhavan otibilanghate antachyutagata gotibidastabod gita mohita. Being enchanted by Gita Mohita, being enchanted by Krishna's playing of Krishna's flute, they have given up all relationships. Pati, husband, Suta, children, Annaya, the respectable seniors of the family, the in-laws, father-in-law, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, Bhratri, Bandhaban, relationship with brothers, relationship with friends. We have given up all those relationships, being enchanted by you, Krishna. That is the mood of the gopi. Now, is there anything wrong if somebody develops a, if a married woman develops a relationship with Krishna? How many of you are married here? Men, I'm talking about. So, how many of you, your wives, have become devoted to Krishna? Do you mind that they are attracted by Krishna? They are running after Krishna. So that is the difference. Because loving relationship with Krishna is the ultimate. All other relationships are secondary. But the relationship with Krishna is of prime importance. And that is what Vrindavan is. Sweetness leading to loving relationship. Most intimate loving relationship. And they are attracted to Krishna because of his attraction. Krishna. The word Krishna means all attractive. Krishna is all attractive. Krishna. Supreme Personality of Godhead is all attractive. Therefore, he is Krishna. It is not that one person called Krishna is the Hindu God. No, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is Krishna because he is all attractive. And it has been further described, what are the features of attraction? The features of attractions are wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. These are the features, these are the aspects of attraction. Don't you become attracted to wealth? If somebody is very rich, don't you want to become attracted to him? Oh, kitne ameer aadmi hai, kitne rais aadmi hai. Somebody who is very powerful, don't you become attracted? Somebody who is very beautiful, don't you become attracted? Somebody who is very famous, somebody who is very wise, and somebody who is very renounced. So these are the six aspects of attraction, and Krishna has them all to the fullest extent. That's why he is Krishna. These features are also expressed in English, also we say,